Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most consistently examined topics across all GCSE Maths papers, probability. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, probability questions appear on almost every paper, and the good news is that with the right approach, they are absolutely achievable marks. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. What is probability? At its heart, probability is the mathematics of chance. It gives us a way to measure how likely an event is to happen using a scale from 0 to 1. 0 means something is impossible, it simply cannot happen. 1 means something is certain, it will definitely happen. Everything else sits somewhere in between. You might also see probabilities written as fractions, decimals, or percentages. And you need to be comfortable converting between all three. Now, the fundamental formula you absolutely must know is this. The probability of an event equals the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of possible outcomes. Write that down. P of A equals favorable outcomes over total outcomes. This is your starting point for almost every probability question at GCSE. Let's make that concrete. Imagine a bag containing 3 red balls and 5 blue balls. What is the probability of picking a red ball at random? The number of favorable outcomes, that's the red balls, is 3. The total number of outcomes is 8 because there are 8 balls altogether. So the probability is 3 over 8. Simple as that. Now let's move on to one of the most important concepts, complementary events. The probability that something does not happen is 1 minus the probability that it does happen. So if the probability of picking a red ball is 3/8, then the probability of not picking a red ball is 1 minus 3/8, which equals 5/8. Examiners love testing this, often by giving you the probability of one event and asking for the probability of the other. Always check, do your probabilities add up to 1? If they don't, you've made an error somewhere. Next up, mutually exclusive events. 2 events are mutually exclusive if they cannot both happen at the same time. For example, when you roll a single die, you cannot roll a 3 and a 5 on the same roll. They're mutually exclusive. For mutually exclusive events, the addition rule applies. The probability of A or B happening equals the probability of A plus the probability of B. This is sometimes called the OR rule. Remember, OR means add B, but only when the events are mutually exclusive. Now, what about independent events? 2 events are independent if the outcome of one does not affect the outcome of the other. Flipping a coin and rolling a die are independent. The coin doesn't care what the die does. For independent events, we use the multiplication rule. The probability of A and B both happening equals the probability of A multiplied by the probability of B, and means multiply. This is one of the most important rules in probability, and it comes up constantly in exam questions. Here's a worked example. A fair coin is flipped, and a fair 6-sided die is rolled. What is the probability of getting heads and rolling a 6? The probability of heads is 1/2. The probability of rolling a 6 is 1/6. Because these are independent events, we multiply 1/2 times 1/6 equals 1/12. That's your answer. Now let's talk about tree diagrams, which are a fantastic tool for organizing probability problems involving 2 or more events. A tree diagram shows all possible outcomes of a sequence of events with probabilities written on each branch. The key rules are, probabilities along each branch must add up to 1, and to find the probability of a combined outcome, you multiply along the branches. To find the probability of multiple outcomes, you add the relevant end probabilities together. Let me walk you through a tree diagram example. A bag contains 4 red and 2 blue counters. A counter is picked at random, it's color noted, and then it is replaced. A second counter is then picked. What is the probability that both counters are the same color? First, let's set up the tree. On the first pick, probability of red is 4/6, which simplifies to 2/3. Probability of blue is 2/6, which simplifies to 1/3. Because the counter is replaced, the probabilities on the second pick are the same. So from the red branch, probability of red again is 2/3, probability of blue is 1/3. From the blue branch, probability of red is 2/3, probability of blue is 1/3. Now, both counters the same color means either red, then red, or blue. Red, then red. 2/3 times 2/3 equals 4/9. Blue, then blue. 1/3 times 1/3 equals 1/9. Add these together. 4/9 plus 1/9 equals 5/9. That's the answer. Now, what if the counter is not replaced? This is called sampling without replacement, and it changes the probabilities on the second pick because there are now fewer counters in the bag. This is a higher tier concept, and it's where many candidates lose marks. They forget to adjust the denominator. Always ask yourself, is this with replacement or without replacement?